Ladies, we hear your heart and we felt your prayers. We thank you so much for sharing with us. For your convenience, we have set up the retreat registration for two-part payments, and it's available on the website right now. That's right, two equal payments of $150 each. All payments must be completed by June the 1st of 2024. So go check out our website at teachablewomen.com. And just before you check out, you'll have the option to have two equal payments. We are so excited that you're making preparations to be with us, and we are excited to be with you. Have a blessed day. Bye.
Ladies, get ready for an experience that's unforgettable. A women's retreat is coming to Houston, Texas at the Weston Oaks Hotel within the Galleria Shopping Mall. It's hosted by the Teachable Woman podcast. Save the date because it's July 25th through the 27th, 2024. Expect to have fun, laugh, and uncover the treasures in Jesus. Know that God has this retreat tailor-made for you. To be a part of this incredible journey, simply register at teachablewoman.com and secure your spot today.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the Teachable Woman's podcast. I am Reverend Michelle Oles, and I am teaching you good things. Today, I have a very special guest with me, and I want you to know a little bit about her just before I tell you who she is. She has been in ministry for more years than I can count, so we're not going to give you that number. Just want to say that she has a solid witness in the body of Christ. She is currently chaplain to the Mystics. She has been the administrator and lead elder of her church for over 20 years. And, oh, 25 35. Years. And, oh, my Lord, 35 years. And I just want to say that a class that she taught, which is the widow's class, blessed me in ways that I couldn't even imagine. I just knew that I needed her class when I became a widow, and she was teaching it very shortly after I had become a widow. And so I was blessed to be a part of it. And I want you to get as much from her as I got from her. This is Reverend Dr. Willette Wright from the Heart Church Ministries. Welcome and thank you for being
with us
today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Excellent. I want to first share with us when you became a widow.
Okay. I became a widow in 1994, and I had only been married for 10 years. And so this year I would have celebrated on September 8th, my 40th wedding anniversary. So I have been widowed three times as long as I was married. So that's...
Bless your heart.
Yeah. So...
Bless your heart. I have shared with others that I see you as our Coretta Scott King, if you will, of this state. And you've had such a tremendous witness. You've been in the body of Christ. You continue to teach. You continue to serve. You continue to love. You continue to make your deposit and be a tremendous witness to us. Tell us what okay. that took. Over this many years.
Well, absolutely not easy. And the road has been one that has had a lot of challenges, both mentally, emotionally, mentally, spiritually as well. The questions to God, you know, my husband was only 36 yes. years old when he died. And when my husband passed, we had, he had had a doctor's visit a few weeks prior, and he did have a heart issue, but the doctor's visit a few weeks prior was like a miraculous, you know, testimony. His doctor, his cardiologist said, "Oh my goodness, his heart had his heart had changed to a point that she was just so excited about how he was doing." And yeah. so we were thinking that this is great, great news. You know, that sort of thing. So just a few weeks later for him to be, he was headed to the men's retreat. men's retreat and feeling good. And one of the things that I did the day that they were leaving, he and Reverend Branson, Pastor Branson, were riding together. And at that time, Pastor Branson was not Pastor Branson. He was one of the elders on staff. And they were riding together. And so right before they left, I went in and I said to Pastor Branson, can you make sure he doesn't play basketball? Because he probably shouldn't play basketball. So Reverend Branson assured me, okay, I got him. But that, you can imagine, and you know, that was devastating that day. Yes. Because again, with the good report, thanking God for that good report, thanking God for all that he had done and was doing. And so, along the years, these past 30 years of being widowed, I have had those questions for the Lord. I have. There have been the difficult times. And initially, you mentioned the widow's class. For years, I was asked, our founding pastor asked, do you want to do a class? Do you want to share, and I felt like, no, because I just don't. There were times and many times, I think I thank God that I had a great husband who loved God, who was not afraid to die, who was looking to heaven. Yes. So I thank God for that. And then I thank God for my church, because my church surrounded me. And I would say to anyone who loses a husband or who has lost a husband, that it's so important that you put yourself where you allow yourself to be in a place in a church family whereby, because the Bible is clear that the church has a responsibility to widows. And so, I believe that being in that setting, that context is what has helped me through these 30 years, having a good husband, being in a good church family. And then even before that, with that, having an excellent family. I come from there's seven of us. And so I have siblings and aunts and uncles and cousins who have been just surrounders, if you will, during that time. So, but it's not been what it looks like, perhaps on the outside, is not necessarily the indication of everything.
I understand. Because we can look well on the outside and be hurting on the inside. So would you mind sharing with us some of those questions that you had for God? Because I am sure that there are many members of the audience or people who will be listening to this podcast who will have these same questions. And we know that God brought you through to the other side, to the side of productivity, to the side of trusting again, to the side of knowing that God didn't do anything to punish you, to the side of knowing that his love for you did not diminish because your husband had now gone home to be with him. But tell us some of those questions.
I think the very first question came early on after my husband passed. I was still trying to get adjusted to just life as usual. And basically every night I spent trying to make myself get in the bed, forcing myself to lie down. And so each night we had a chair beside the bed, and I would sit there and then my biggest question was, why? I mean, why, if there was this great doctor's report, he's 36 years old, he's a preacher, he has served, he's been saved since he was like 10 years old, baptized in the Holy Spirit at 11, all of those things. Yes. So that why question. And I'll never forget that night. One night I was sitting on that chair and asking that question once again, and the Lord had me to go to the book of Ruth. I didn't necessarily want to go to the book of Ruth, but I did, and the Lord just reminded me in reading that it happened then, it happened now to you, and it's going to happen again. There's nothing about you that causes you, you're not in a place whereby you are exempt from this kind of thing happening. But he has through his word provided the way of escape, and that I have to take the way of escape. And the way of escape is through his word. And so in order to navigate the waters that were going to come, because the waters were going to continue to be rough, that I had to have a focus on his word, but to know that there's nothing about me that makes me, that would cause me to be exempt from, because you think I'm a preacher. He's a preacher. We're in church. We're serving your people.
Yeah. No, we're serving.
This is not supposed to happen.
Not to your servants, Lord. Right.
Absolutely not. So.
Well, you know, Hebrews 9 and 23 does tell us that every man has an appointment, and we don't get to change that appointment. And it's so interesting because we do have those thoughts that we're in your vineyard. We are co-laboring with you in the gospel, Lord. We have set aside everything. We have forsaken all to take up our cross and follow you. And so why is it just one of us on this journey now? There were two of us on this journey, and now there's one of us on this journey. And so the question that you ask, why, and then the answer that God gave, you know, it could sound a little offensive.
And
you
it
know,
was. Yes, because one of the things I said at that time was like, how could he choose Jesus over me? I mean, how could he want to just, at this age and stage, it's one thing if you were old and, you know, that sort of thing, but.
Right. Live your life. I get you.
I think.
Well, listen, my husband died at 65 and I still thought he was young. Exactly. And that was a lot older than 36
and
years old.
I think it's part of that. In that place, you feel as if it just shouldn't happen to you. It just shouldn't. You think in terms of, Lord, I've tried to do everything. You know, you hear yourself. I've done everything you asked me to do.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And you can go down a rabbit hole of beginning to think about, you know, the things that I aspired to do before I got married. You know, I had a really master plan, and ministry was definitely not in the plan. Okay.
No. Understood. And I can say the same for myself. And so we can see that as a big sacrifice. So we've made this big sacrifice, Lord, to teach the gospel, to live for you. And yet you do this. But if we go back to Hebrews 9 and 23, it says that every man, and we can say every woman, is appointed to die. And then judgment. And we've known this. These are scriptures that we've learned in our Christian walk. But somehow, without knowing it, due to our love for God and our service to him, we felt somewhat exempt.
Exactly.
Right? We've done a lot of funerals. We've presided over funerals. We've done homegoing messages. We've lost a lot of loved ones, but we felt
not this. Mm-mm. No. No.
Wow.
No. So that why question was for me huge. And that night, it didn't mean that I stopped asking why. That night jolted me, because to begin to think about, and I think that's a part of the process over these 30 years, has been more than anything growing in my relationship with the Lord. Because that night showed me, you know, here's what you think, and here's what you're expecting, but this aspect of sacrificial living, you know, like when Paul said, "I count it all as loss with the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus." Yes. This aspect of being in ministry, and you know, you're serving people, and you're constantly sharing with them, you know, believe God, trust the word of God. So that night was like, so preacher. What do you believe?
And so here's it to me. I think becoming a widow was, to this date, the greatest test of my Christianity.
Absolutely.
And And so it didn't matter that you were in ministry for 25 years or serving, or how long you were in it and how long you were, quote, in it to win it for the Lord. It was the
Yes.
jolt, as you referred to. It was the shakeup. It was the, how much do you really
Exactly.
believe what you've been teaching and espousing
Exactly.
for me? How much do you trust me truly as your Lord? If this could sever a relationship with me, did
Yes,
we have one?
exactly. And the other
Did
part
we
of that
really have
question
one?
is, and now, to what extent are you willing to walk this out, to become
Yes.
the person that I want you to be? Because marriage is, yes, one flesh, and now there is the walking this out. This has happened. Now it's walking
Yes.
this out. What's that? What are you willing? To what extent are you willing to take the walk with me? And that means a relationship. It's a whole nother level of relationship with the Lord, at least for me. And
Yes.
beginning to, yes, you still have questions and that sort of thing, but then there is that looking at, you were not exempt from this. And so with that, what's in there?
Yes.
You don't know what's on the road ahead. You don't know what this walk is going to be without your husband. Because I used to think in terms of the things that my husband used to share with me, and even in working in ministry and thinking about getting to the point of retiring. And he used to say, when we retire, we're going to be on the beaches of the world. And I'm like, Lord, where are the beaches of the world? What, how is all that going to happen? So then there's that walking it out. To what extent are you willing? And that's where what we're learning now, even in our church, with respect to doing the inside work, the work, having a mind to work and doing the inside work. And that night was like the beginning of a huge construction process on the inside of me.
I understand. I understand. I remember thinking that, and just saying to myself, you were with the Lord before you met your husband. He was with you and carried you through all of it. The good, the bad, the ugly, the never mentioned again. He was with you through the marriage and kept you in the marriage. I didn't start off being a great
Absolutely.
wife. I didn't know how. He taught me through his word. And I certainly didn't start off being a great partner in ministry because I had no idea about ministry. I was still confused as to when to stand and when to sit. And, there were just things that I was just catapulted into that I had to become a quick study, if you will. But I knew he would carry me through the end. But the question was, is the pain going to be bigger than the trust? And that was it. Will you allow this pain to define you? Because I never had that kind of pain. I'd lost loved ones before, but that kind of pain, I couldn't. I couldn't. I'd never been able to identify that before. And so you're absolutely right. And I do want those who are listening to this podcast to hear the beautiful things that you shared with us in the widow's class. We're not going to do the whole widow's class on the podcast because we need you to meet us at our retreat in July. A Reverend Dr. Willetta Wright is going to be with us, and she will work with the breakout segments and groups for the widows. So please do join us. But she's going to come back and share with us in just a few moments. We have met our time for our first podcast, but she's going to be right back with us. So stay tuned. All right. God bless you. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. Thank you for listening to us, Dr. Wright, Reverend Wright, my sister in Christ Jesus. Thank you so much. And we will
Amen.
be
Thank
back.
you.
We are excited by the response to the Teachable Women's Retreat, July the 25th through the 27th of 2024 in Houston, Texas. Thank you so much. You are blessing our hearts in ways that you cannot imagine. We have also heard your heart For those of you who are planning on coming but you haven't been able to find a roommate, please hit the contact button at our website, teachablewoman.com. Let us know who you are. Let us know you're trying to find a roommate, and we will see what we can do to be of service to you. Thank you so much. We'll see you in July. For those who have not yet registered, please do so quickly. Registrations are going fast. Hello. We are so excited to have you as part of our podcast community. Thank you so much for listening. We want you to be notified every time there is a new episode. Go to our website at teachablewoman.com, scroll down and join the mailing list. Hit the button subscribe and you will be notified whenever there is a new episode. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.